kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Naghahanda para sa buwan ng wika, para sa palay, isang natatanging presentation ng mga lutuing Pinoy. Si Chef Fred Batalina ng Palay at ang multi-awarded pastry chef, Chef Miko Aspiras. Welcome to SBS!
Hello! Hi! Hi everyone!
Welcome back, Chef Fred!
Welcome back!
Thank you for having me back.
May natatanging kaganapan sa palay ngayong buwan ng wika. Chef Fred, pwede mo sa amin sabihin kung can give us an overview of what to expect sa nalalapit na August 15, kung di ako nagkakamali.
Yep. So, essentially, like I got lucky like that Chef Miko said yes. So, essentially, we are doing this on a yearly thing. With Chef Miko this time. And we got lucky because like when I approached him, I said, do you want to do something with me?
Ano naman ang inspirasyon mo para sa pagluto ng mga Pinoy desserts?
First, before I answer your question, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. Thank you to Chef Fred and his team for inviting me. I know it was such a quick turnaround. We did plan, but it wasn't like a big planning. Because we were still both busy. So as soon as we said yes, we just hit the ground running and said like, yeah, let's do this. Let's make sure that all the things behind the scenes is settled before we get into the actual planning of the menus. And to be fair, Chef Fred did such a short time. And I'm glad we're doing this together. I think it was easy for us to say yes because, I don't know, like for me, I've been seeing Chef Fred on the background. Like I've been seeing his work. And when I said yes, it was kind of easy for me because I've always seen Fred's work ever since you started, I guess. It was easy for me to say, yes, I want to partner with you because I trust his vision. I trust Palay and what he's done so far for the community. Yes, I agree there's not many representations back in 2021. But I want to say there's not many at this scale, but there was a little bit here and there in Australia because I've been really trying to be in the forefront of that as well. So I shared that vision with Fred. So now we're able to do it. I'm so excited because two of the most creative Filipino chefs in Australia. And I think our guests on that night, they will benefit from that creativity and excitement. And to answer your question earlier, what inspires me to make Filipino desserts? So mainly like, you know, like I've been asked a similar question before, like, cause at Yuka, my gelato shop, I focus on Australian native ingredients. My philosophy is, someone asked me like, hey, like why did I choose native ingredients? So is it just a fad? Is it just something that I'm doing temporarily because it's trendy? I answered it with conviction. Like, as I said, no, I've been doing this for many years now. Wherever you put me, wherever I go, I look for the local. I look for what's indigenous. I look for what's abundant and also what's native to the country. So I've had that philosophy for a really long time now. So I'm not saying, I can't really say that I'm just following the trends because I know right now Filipino food is very trendy all over the world, but I'm Filipino. I started my career in the Philippines. I know what Filipino desserts is. So I'm just, I'm inspired by my training, my French food training, my classical French training, my American upbringing. I mean, like I say American because I didn't live in America, but we have American culture in the Philippines during the 90s. And that I'm a 90s kid. I'm a 90s baby. So I grew up with all the Americanized type of dessert. So I put those all together, and then I highlight the Filipino flavor. That's just, and that's my philosophy when it comes to creating Filipino desserts.
Sa Buwan ng Wika event ninyo ngayong Agosto, ano ang natatanging minatamis ang ihahanda mo, Chef Miko?
Well, we finalized this just last night because I came back from the Philippines. I've been working on the dessert, to be honest. So I've been working on it since I left for the Philippines nearly a month ago in this beginning of July when we finalized the collab. So because I was waiting to be inspired by the Philippines, and I did an Asia trip before that. So definitely what I'm going to serve in Melbourne with in Palay with Chef Red is inspired by that trip. I love being inspired by travel. And just so happened, I was just recently in the Philippines. So it's going to be a virin. Virin is a glass dessert. So like a trifle, like a halo-halo, but it's more elevated, more plated, like a, in a fine dining sense. I'm calling it, and because I'm also inspired by Fred's restaurant Palay, so it's an all rice dessert. So, but using the entirety of the rice, so it's an ode to the grain Palay. So we'll have a crunchy, toasted, dehydrated puff rice on a crust, and then the main component is a Palay milk panna cotta. So black Palay milk panna cotta. Then we'll have mangoes on top of it just to highlight the creaminess and the flavor of the rice. And I think those, and then I finish it off with a fermented rice gelato or ice cream. So something creative, simple, but not heavy. Because when you think about rice, you think carbs. But this is using all the rice in its entirety, not just as a not just like a sticky rice or cooked steam rice. So I was inspired by that. Also putting a little bit of tea and flowers here and there, because I just came back from, part of my trip was China, and it was very inspiring as well.
Pamagat o title o tawag mo sa dessert na to?
A manipulation of Palay. Yes, there you go. Yeah. A manipulation of Palay. So, because it sounds poetic.
And also manipulating people.
Yes, manipulating people into eating rice, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as they should. Exactly. As they should.
Yes. So,
ganun ka ba mag-isip ng mga recipes mo or desserts mo, kailangan pumunta ka sa isang lugar, ma-inspire ka, tapos bilang doon na lang mabubuo lahat?
In this particular challenge, I call it as a challenge because I want to bring my A game to this dinner. I call it as a challenge. Yes, in this particular challenge, yes, because I was traveling. Like the entire time I was thinking about this dessert, I was on the train, either on the train or in the plane or just going somewhere. So it was challenging for me to just sit down and narrow down all the ideas because there's so much. But, you know, like for me, when I'm creating a recipe or a dessert, inspiration can come from anywhere. I just have to focus on it. I just need to dedicate time and focus to be able to harness all the inspirations. Because as a person, I think someone, my boyfriend told me I'm an undiagnosed, I have undiagnosed ADHD, he feels like. So I need to focus on things. But I've always been inspired by the most random things. It can be a rock on the side of on the footpath. Just like I was on MasterChef last year. That was the inspiration. It was a rock on the footpath. So,
So may notebook ka ba?
I love lists. I love creating lists. I have sketches of everything that I'm doing, but you know, like I can do that, but also I'm not very particular in just drawing everything. I can also keep it in my head. But sometimes I wait for me to have that chance to execute it. Sometimes it's a blur, but there are also times that I'm very specific of how I want it.
Yung degustation, so yes. Ibig sabihin, yes. Isang mahabang kainan nito.
Yes, po, yes, yes. Po. I mean, yes. The thing is, like, the idea is to curate a food journey. And because Palay is now hosting Buwan ng Wika compared to Barangay, we decided that it needs to be a regional course from Luzon to Mindanao.
So looking forward ako na kumain mula Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao at syempre pang-selyo ng araw sa iyong Palay dessert, Chef Miko. Salamat! Ang saya-saya! Thank you very much!
Okay. Thank you very much!
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.